Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is actually a warning against the adoption of certain friends. We all know that friendship is something very important, and friends are one of the things that help our personalities form. And in fact, from a religious point of view, friends are very instrumental in our wretchedness or in our felicity, our sa'adat or our shaqawat in this world and also in the hereafter. Right, so it's very important to be careful about the people who we adopt as friends. And there's been a lot of people who were on the right path, but who ended up becoming misguided and went astray because of the friends that they had. And conversely, there were a lot of people who were on the straight path, who were misguided, but ended up turning out okay and became guided to the straight path because of, their good friends that they had. So in this hadith, the Imam warns us against adopting certain people as friends. The Imam says, be warned against having a brother who wants you for greed. And there's a greedy person, let's say that you're a little bit better off than he is, and he wants to be your friend because of, your wealth. Be careful about this. Obviously he's just trying to use you. Out of fear, it could be that a certain person, he's in a bad situation, and, he feels that you can help him, and he's afraid of what's going to happen to him, he becomes your friend. Be careful of adopting this person as your friend. Or because of food and drink, right? It's possible, a certain person, he's just around you because, he's hungry and you're affluent and he wants to eat and drink at your house, right? So this person is not a good person to adopt as your friend. So who should we adopt as our friends? The Imam guides us and he elucidates this for us by saying, instead, seek the brotherhood of the pious. وَطْلُبْ مُوَاخَاتَ الْأَتْقِيَةِ Seek the brotherhood and the friendship of those who are pious. Pious people is the best people to have as friends. And piety, as we know, is the sole criterion of virtue in the eyes of Allah. The most noble of you are those who are pious, as the Quran says. The Imam says, seek the brotherhood of the pious, even if they are in the darkness of the earth. If it's difficult for you to find pious people as friends, you should seek them out, even if it is very difficult for you and you have to travel make a great journey to do so. There's no problem, you should do this. And even if you have to spend your life seeking them, in terms of time and in terms of space, if they are in the furthest place in this world and in the galaxy, if you have to seek them out, do so. If you have to spend an eternity looking for them, it's worth it. Do so and seek them out and adopt them as your friends. In a similar hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has been reported as having said, do not take brothers or companions, the fool, the miserly, the coward, and the liar. These people are not people who we should adopt as our friends. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at who we should adopt for friends and who we should not adopt for friends in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.